as well as some local capital projects are in essence use of one-time funding, and so that's why we also have the general fund bill to look at some of the local projects and to also make investment into nonprofit organizations that serve communities throughout the entire state that may not traditionally receive state GO bond dollars. And so with that, I will first walk through House File 669, which is the GO appropriations, and then I think I have Mr. Lee here with me to help walk through the spreadsheets too. So starting on the first page for all of you following along, we have the University of Minnesota. Line 6 is the HEPR, Higher Education Asset Preservation. Line 7 is one example of the increased cost from inflation for Fraser Hall Chemistry undergrad teaching. Next, we move on to Minnesota State. Line 12 is for higher asset preservation. And then line 13 to 25, we follow the priority list established from Minnesota State. And then line 32, library construction grants, we have $94 million in there. And then line 33, $185. I do want to make this clear. This is where we are hoping that our colleagues from the minority caucuses in the House and the Senate will work with us to fund and bring in some local projects for their members so that we could have a bonding bill, two bonding bills that's reflective of the entire state and not just from the majority caucuses. And then starting on page 2, line 38, asset preservation for the state academies. Line 39 is dorm renovations and pre-design. And then line 44, Purpose Center for the Arts, asset preservation. Going on to page 3 for the DNR, starting on line 49, we have natural resources asset preservation. Line 50, we have natural resources betterment of buildings. Line 51, we have the wildfire aviation infrastructure. Line 52 is improving accessibility to state parks, rec areas, and WMAs. Line 53 is for dam safety repair and reconstruction. Line 54 is a total add-up of line 55, 56, and 57. Into the program is $15 million. We specifically call out $5 million for the Red River Valley, and then 7.374 GO for the Morehead Flood Hazard Mitigation, and then line 58, 3.626 General Fund for the Morehead Flood Hazard Mitigation. Line 59, we have Lake Vermilion Sudan Underground Mine State Park. Line 60 is the local recreation matching grants. Line 61, community tree planting grants. Line 62, Canisteo Open Mine Pit Mine Complex. Line 63 is the St. James Open Pit Mine. Line 64, State Forest Reforestation. And then line 66 to 73 are DNR State Trails. Line 74 is the Upper Sioux Agency State Park Bond Deficience. Line 76 is a grant to City of Rochester for the Willow Creek Trail. Line 77 is for the Lower Minnesota River Watershed District Area 3, Eden Prairie. Line 78 is the City of Shakopee River Bank Stabilization. On page 4, line 84 is a grant to Olmsted County for the capital assistance. Line 89 is for a local roads wetland replacement program for Bowser. And then line 90 is the CREP program. Line 95 is the Department of Agriculture East Grand Forks potato building repair. Line 100 is for asset preservation at the Minnesota Zoo. And then line 101 is for the animal hospital. On line 106, for CAPRA, for Department of Administration. Line 107, we have the Capitol Complex Security Upgrades Phase 2. Line 108, we have the Ford Building Demolition. Line 109, we have the State Patrol Headquarters Design. Line 114, we have the Amateur Sports Commission's Asset Preservation. And then line 115, we got the Skate Park Grants. On page 5, we have Military Affairs. Line 120 to 124 is to add to the deficiency of the 2020 bonding bill. So we have the Rosemount, Readiness Center, Fergus Falls, Moorhead, and Marshall. And then line 129 is for the Department of Public Safety for the State Emergency Operations Centers, increased costs. And then line 130 is for the BCA Maryland Building Improvements. Starting on page 6, this is our Department of Transportation. 135 is the local road improvement funds grants undesignated. And then line 136, we have carve out for township roads. Line 137, we have the local bridge replacement program. Line 138, we got the highway railroad grade crossing replacement. Line 139 is for the port development assistance program. Line 140 is for safe routes to school infrastructure program. Line 141 is the active transportation program. Line 142 is the Minnesota Rail Service Improvement Program. Line 143 is the Greater Minnesota Transit Capital Program. Line 145 to 152 are local grants. The first one is Carver County Casal 18. Line 146 is City of Fridley. The next one is Hennepin County Avenue Bridge Pre-Design and Design. Line 148 is for the City of Invergrove Heights 117 Reconstruction. Line 149 is City of Plymouth, Casal 17, Chicago Trail. Line 150 is for City of Savage Road and Bridge Improvements. Line 151 is the City of St. Paul 3rd Street Collet Bridge, Go Line BRT. This will be in addition to the appropriations from the 2020 bonding bill because of cost increase. Line 152 is the City of St. Paul Park 3rd Street Collector Roadway. Moving on to the Met Council, we have line 157, the Inflow Infiltration Grant Program. Line 158 is the Metropolitan Regional Parks. Line 159 is Bus Rapid Transit. And then we have grants to the political subdivision starting on line 161 for the Mississippi River Learning Center, the Wacom TP Center, the Minnesota River Regional Greenway, the Minneapolis Parks Grand Rounds Missing Link, Ramsey County Bruce Vento Regional Trail, and then the Three Rivers Park District, Mississippi Gateway Regional Park. This is in addition to the 2020 appropriation for the Gateway Regional Park. On page 7, Department of Human Services, line 171, we have asset preservation. And then 172 is for St. Peter, the Sunrise and Thomason Building Renovation. Line 173 is for St. Peter Water and Sewer Upgrades. Line 174 is for Early Childhood Learning and Child Protection Facilities. Line 175 is the Behavioral Health Crisis Facility Grants. And then we have one grant to the Political Subdivision, line 177 for Harriet Tubman Center Nonprofit East Renovation. And then moving on to Veterans of Fear, we have asset preservation and then also funding for the Hastings Veterans Home Campus Upgrade. Moving on to corrections, we have asset preservation on line 188, and then 189 is the Lino Lakes Building E renovation and repurposing. For page 8, we have the Department of Employment and Economic Development. The first one is the Business Development Public Infrastructure Grant Program. Line 195 is the Innovative Business Development Public Infrastructure Grants. And then next one is Transportation Economic Development Infrastructure. Line 197 is the Greater Minnesota Housing Program. Line 198 is the Greater Minnesota Child Care Facilities. And then line 200 to 220 are grants to political subdivisions. We have the Inclusive Playground, Apple Valley, Community Center in Aurora, Road Improvements in Bewabic, Public Health Facility Design in Bloomington, Mississippi Crossings in Champlain, the Parkland in Champlain, Ice Arena in Curling Chisholm, the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center, Duluth Spirit Mountain, Line 209 for the City of Edina South Metro Public Safety 2020 Deficiency. This is to add on to the 2020 appropriations. Line 210 is for the Hermantown Ice Arena. Line 211, City of Invergrove Heights Heritage Village Park. Line 212 is Pilot Knob for the City of Mendota Heights. Line 213, Minneapolis Central City Storm Tunnel. 214 and 215 is for Minnetonka Hopkins Crossroad Trail Improvements and Opus Public Space. Line 216 is for Oak Park Heights Redevelopment. Line 217, Richfield Wood Lake Nature Center. 218 and 219 for St. Paul North End Community Center and St. Paul Conway Community Rec Center. And line 220 is for Ramsey County Parks at River Edge. On page 9, it's a continuation of local grants. 30,000 feet, Black Arts and Tech Center in St. Paul, the I Die Young Center in St. Paul, and then we have the Hope for Youth Homeless Center in Anoka. And then we have the Appetite for Change in Minneapolis, Avenues for Youth in Minneapolis. And then line 228 is Clues in Minneapolis. Line 229 is Cultural Wellness Center, Dreamland on 38th in Minneapolis. Line 230 is for the Duluth Historic Armory Arts and Music. Line 231 is for Keystone Community Services Food Bank. Line 232 is Irreducible Grace Healing Arts Center in St. Paul. Line 233 is Issa Room in Minneapolis. Line 234 is the Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis. Line 235 is North Clark King in Minneapolis. 236 is a public functionary nonprofit in Minneapolis. We have the Somali Museum in Minneapolis. Line 238 is the Southern Anoka Community Assistance Food Bank. Line 239 is the St. Cloud Trudges Museum. Line 240 is the V3 Sports Inc. Nonprofit Event Center in Minneapolis, and then the Walker West Music Academy in St. Paul. Going on to page 10, line 246, we have the Giants Ridge Water and Electrical for the IRRR. And then Public Facilities Authority 251 is the state match for federal grants, is the state revolving loan programs. And then line 252 is the roll-up of line 253 and 254 for the drinking water grants and the clean water grants for wastewater. 255 is the point source implementation grants. Line 256 is for lead service line replacement. And then line 258 to 261 are grants to political subdivisions, City of Arden Hills, Mankato, Medicine Lake, and Osseo. And then line 266 is for the Housing Finance Authority, public housing rehabilitation. And then line 271 and 272 is for Historical Society Asset Preservation and County and Local History Preservation grants. And then with that, Madam Chair, I would like to turn it over real quickly to Mr. Lee to talk through the impact to Minnesota management and budget.
Mr. Lee, please proceed.
Madam Chair and members, my name is Andrew Lee from House Fiscal Staff. On the last page is on line 277 is the estimated bond sale expenses for MMB. And then you'll see the totals listed on lines 281 through 290. A note on line 288 are the cancellations included in the DE amendment for House File 669 from GO bonding. And then on the general fund bill on House File 670 in that DE is $1.169 million in general fund cancellations. So you can see the net totals for GO on line 290 and the net total for general fund on line 295. And then, Madam Chair and members, in your packets is a one-page sheet that looks like this, smaller print. This shows the debt service impact for the proposed DE amendments. On lines 5 through 32 are the base budget, so that's not impacted by the DE amendments, but everything that would be impacted is on lines 38 through 47. So the increased debt service as a result of the GO portion of the two DE amendments are on line 39 at $41 million, $41.5 million over base for 24-25 and $94.5 million over base for the 26-27 biennium. The one-time capital appropriations you can see on lines 41, the cancellation on line 42, and the net impact on line 43. That is the debt service spreadsheet.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Mr. Chair, are you ready for questions?
Yes, Madam Chair, I am ready for questions, and I do want to note that, you know, the proposals that we have in front of us are for the continuation of the discussions that we have for 2022, and it is my hope that we can work with all caucuses to get this through so that we can start planning for 23 and 24. And with that, Madam Chair, I'll stand up for questions.
Thank you. Representative Erdo.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Chair Lee. That would be the one on the left. First of all, I appreciate the work that we did on this. I think the most accommodating, we tried to also accommodate where we could or where it was needed. So I just want to make sure of a few things here, just basically clarifying, I think I know, but for the public here as well. I don't know if he cares or not, but it's okay. So, first of all, from the framework that we had the last time we met, without your, the additions that you put in, are there any changes from that?
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Erdahl, for the questions. I think that, you know, for regarding the state agencies, there, if I could recall, and if I don't have it right, I'll make sure that I have it for the next one. So we did, we had heard from the governor's office they wanted to start looking at the state patrol headquarters, and so we shifted it around. So that's why we have a line item in here, $350,000 in general fund for the state patrol headquarters.
And what number, what line is that?
Mr. Lee.
Madam Chair, Representative Earl, that is line on page 4, line 109.
And so, Madam Chair and Representative Earl, to accommodate for that, we have heard from MMB and the governor's office that we could take that out from the Capitol Complex security upgrades. And so we took it out of that piece. And so we took some of the $350,000 from the House majority to accommodate the governor's request for that. And then we, in turn, received the $350,000 GO. And so that's the only one that I think I could recall. And if we do have any other changes, I will make sure to address that on Wednesday.
Representative
Erdahl. Thank you, Madam Chair. And Chair Lee, is that the $350,000 in the general fund? Is that what you're talking about?
Madam Chair, Representative Erdahl. Yes, that's correct. And then real quickly, too, I do want to add changes for the Historical Society. My understanding was that, Lee Erdahl, you had conversation with the Historical Society, and their preference was to put more towards the historical sites as a preservation, and so that's why we made that change to put in $5 million for historic site asset preservation and then one for the county and local history preservation grants.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Lee and Madam Chair.
Representative Erdahl.
Well, I do appreciate you basically sticking with where we were. That is a relatively minor change that I don't have a problem with. Now, you have, just again to clarify, you have included in here the roughly $90 million of your general obligation, or general obligation, you know, those types of bonds, and also your cash portion as well. That's included in here.
Madam
Chair Lee.
Madam Chair, Representative Erdahl, that is correct. And so included in this proposal or the spreadsheets and then into the two separate DE amendments, we do have it in there. Local projects, the local project share for the House and Senate majority caucuses. And like I mentioned, when I was going through the spreadsheet, line 32 and line 33, that's where we have as a placeholder for the minority caucuses of both body. And it is my hope that we could work with you to start moving this proposal forward.
Representative,
thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Lee. So the minority funding is in the basically the library grants. So I know that there are librarians all across the state doing somersaults and excited. And I saw a resolution to make you, Chair Lee, the Librarian Award of the Century. But that's a little bit. A little bit ahead of themselves on that. So as long as folks understand. And the other thing, we have talked, I guess I'll phrase it this way. So what is the plan going forward here?
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair and Representative Erdahl, and Chair Ryer will cover this at the end for the public too, just to reemphasize this. So the plan is for us to take public testimony on Monday, or not Monday, on Wednesday, and then next Monday at this time will be where, if members have any amendments, we will take up amendments to potentially roll it out, move it out of the Capital Investment Committee to Ways and Means, and then the intent is to possibly get a hearing from Ways and Means on the 27th, and then beyond that, it will be up to our leadership to have discussions on do we take it up in March, as early as possible. And so I think that's what's been communicated to me, I think that early March 2nd or 6th, I have heard several dates now, and so hopefully as we move forward, we will get more clarity on the plan ahead.
Representative Erdahl.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and Chair Lee, thank you for that scenario going forward. One other important item then is, you know, our discussions earlier about separating the cash from the GO in terms of the vote or the bills, or what is your plan for that?
Chair Lee.
Madam Chair, Representative Erdahl, so the plan, you know, to accommodate, you know, some of the requests from the House Minority Caucus and hopefully the Senate Minority Caucus too, that's why we had two separate DE amendment before us. When I went through, I think the chair already mentioned that, you know, in the capital budget tracking sheets, we, to make it easier for committee members and for the public to follow, we put both the GO and general fund into one spreadsheet. But as we move forward, House File 669 will be the vehicle for the GO portion of the proposal, and then House File 670 will be for the general fund appropriations.
Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you again, Representative Lee. So let's just say sometime in March it comes to the floor. Is the intent to do them on these bills on separate days, the same day, cash first? What is the intent?
Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair and Representative Erdahl, so in terms of how we're going to take this up, we haven't really had any discussions. I do know that, you know, we have explored, you know, talking about some of the discussion points that you have brought up now, whether we take it both on the same day or take it separate days. Is it GO first or general fund first? Those are to be determined. And so it is my hope that, you know, we could continue to work with you and the Senate to figure out what is best for all of us so that we could get this proposal, you know, passed in both bodies and signed into law by the governor.
Okay, Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chair Lee. I think for our public consumption, that answers most of my questions.
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Chair Lee, thank you for your work on this. It looks like an amazing product that you're rolling out here, and I've been lucky enough to serve on this committee, but I'm just continue to be impressed with the work of you, Chair Lee, and our staff certainly, and our friends across the aisle, even Representative Erdahl. But this is essentially going back, and this is doing the bill that we've all worked so hard on, and gotten to know so many of these projects with 14 days around the state of Minnesota with your leadership, sir, and your, you know, the staff setting up all those meetings, hundreds and hundreds of meetings, and then, 3 days in northwestern Minnesota, 3 days in northeast, 3 days in southwest, 2 days in the southeast, and then an additional 3 days in the metro, and then I think you had hundreds of hearings just in your committee alone, I don't know the exact number, but it was an epic amount of work and just that went into this, and I really appreciate your work on this and really the committees and working with the Senate, and I hope we can put a bill together that really serves Minnesota. A lot of this isn't super exciting things. It's, you know, taking care of the roofs on our college campuses and buildings around the state, and you know, you get attached to projects in other people's districts, at least I do, and but anyways, I really appreciate the amount of work that you've done, Chair Lee, and then with the leadership of the House and the Senate to put this together, and certainly the hard work of our staff that goes into putting this together is always appreciated. But I hope we can get to a place where both sides of the aisle vote for these bills, both bills. I just think it's, for me, it's really sad that we left a bill on the table last year and we didn't pass it. And here we are, sadly, instead of going forward, we're reaching back a little bit to do work. But again, thank you for your leadership, and I hope that we can get to a place where everybody votes for this. Thank you.
Chair Lee, any comments?
Madam Chair, thank you, Representative Lilly. You know, you spoke about the great need that we have, and I really appreciate the committee members, you know, this year and those that have served in the past. You know, with Representative Erdahl being the lead for the Minority Caucus. It took a lot of, you know, time for us over the last 2 years, and, you know, even for the beginning of session and for those first-term members of the legislature or those serving on the committee, you know, this pace is because we have left so many of these projects undone, and so it is critical for us to try to get this done first so that we can set ourselves up for the 2023 bill in 2024 as we move forward. And Madam Chair, at this time, I just want to acknowledge that the baby with Representative Zhang is my son. And so if you all have heard, I think, you know, it's a father and son exchange. He's trying to talk to me, too.
He's got the gavel already.
Mr. Chair, I would say we should always have a baby in the room.
I agree.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And really, this is, you know, as Representative Lilly said, kind of a catch-up and clean-up. And I appreciate that you're talking about 23 and 24, you know, that this is a good foundation for the future. And Representative Erdahl, you know, the library chunk that's there, I think, is a good opportunity. You know, I think the committee's been working well. And I also like that we've got some time here, that, you know, you're releasing it. We'll get the testimony and then hopefully can move it to make sure that there's buy-in. And I think there's an opportunity for buy-in, particularly if we have future bills. This is catching up and cleaning up like so many other things. And but that doesn't mean it hasn't been a lot of work. So thank you to all the folks that have been working on this. And it's good work.
Chair Lee.
No further comments.
Representative Zhang.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chair Lee. I just want to thank you for including many of our equity projects in here, and especially for my city, from the Waukon TP to 30,000 feet to the Common Rec Center. We really appreciate you doing this. I know that if it wasn't for you and Vice Chair Breyer, who continued fighting for these equity projects, we wouldn't get here. And this is a very historical moment, so I hope that we can move the needle and get something passed this year. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair Lee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Chair Zhang, for those comments. And, you know, I do appreciate us having this opportunity, you know, with the forecasted surplus that we have to make significant investment, whether that's into our, you know, Black, Indigenous, and communities of color, or to some of our communities in Greater Minnesota, and this is where we're going to need our colleagues on the other side to, you know, help us make those determinations so that we could address the great need of all Minnesotans and not just those that are in, you know, Democratic districts or Republican district. We really want to make sure that any bonding proposal that we move forward is really reflective of the entire state.
Representative Zhang?
No, just thank okay. you.
Representative Scraba.
Thank you, Chair. Chair Lee, being new here and watching the process, what's happening, I do want to echo what you were saying. You know, like, I'm very respectful for where we are now. The amount of work that you all have done, it's kind of strange after all the hearings we've heard. And looking at these, I'm like, I remember these, you know, it's kind of like, so I look forward to working with y'all in this summer again and getting to know these other projects. So I feel like you've let this process, I'm learning and it's sticking. So everyone's doing a good job. I just want to thank you for that. And I do look forward to working with you guys in the future here. Thank you.
Charlie.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Scraba, for those comments. And, you know, maybe foreshadowing to hopefully, you know, we could, you know, start moving this proposal forward so that we could clear the deck for other projects that we are seeing in the queue come up so that we could start hearing from our local communities for projects in 2023 and 2024. And so the intent will be, after we move this out of committee, to start hearing local projects from members and districts that we have not heard or seen on tours. And so it is my intent to start hearing on about new projects so that we can start building for the future. And so just know that you know, we'll be relying on all of our committee members, you know, to bring forth any proposal that you have for your local communities, and for, you know, all members of the House, that if you have a request, make sure to get it in so that we could start scheduling those for the rest of session and to prepare for the tours and next year.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Lee.
All right, seeing no further questions, I would just like to close with my appreciation for the work that's been done so far. Both the staff on the minority side, the majority staff, the nonpartisan staff have put in maybe not countless hours, but I haven't been counting them, and I know it's a lot. It's a lot of hours and a lot of effort and thinking to come up with a package that is doing justice to Minnesota, our statewide needs, and our local needs to the extent that we've been able to so far, working to honor the agreement that was made in 2022. And I've really been happy to be part of the process. I thank you, Lead Erdahl, for your open communication, collaboration, and collegiality. And Chair Lee, of course, for your leadership on this. With that, before we adjourn, I'll quickly run through the schedule for the next two hearings. On Wednesday, February 15th, we'll hear public testimony on the DE amendments to House File 669 and House File 670. Anyone wishing to testify, please mail jenny.nash@house.mn.gov by 1 p.m. tomorrow. Each testifier will be limited to 1 minute and 30 seconds. Written testimony should be submitted by 1 p.m. tomorrow as well. Submitted written testimony is public and will be posted on the committee website and included in the committee record. Next Monday, on Monday, February 20th, we will mark up and vote on House Files 669 and 670. Amendments to House File 669 and 670 DE amendments are due by 1 p.m. on Friday, February 17th. Members, please email amendments to jenny.nash@house.mn.gov. Other bills will be added to the agenda for Monday, Friday 20th, and will be noticed this week. Any other questions? With that, members, this meeting is adjourned.